The talk on where the money is going to come from to pay for South Africa's ambitious vaccine plans is heating up, with one option having taxpayers coughing up higher taxes. Other possibilities could be a wage freeze or more borrowing to fund the vaccines. President Ramaphosa's plans for 40 million South Africans to be vaccinated against the COVID virus by end of this year. But state coffers are stretched to the limit. Where's the money going to come from is the burning question. Joining us on the line, we have renowned economist Mike Schüssler. Mike, as always, thank you so much for your time. Good morning.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Where should the money come from, and where is it likely to come from?
Well, it seems that it should come from the government. And the problem is that it wasn't included in the October medium-term budget policy statement. So in October, there was still no plan to buy the vaccines. Now it's a short-term thing, and government has to find the money somewhere. So this is obviously putting their spending plans in disarray if we take it from the spending side of government. Otherwise, we have to increase taxes, as you alluded to, and that is one of the options they have. We can borrow a bit more, but we know that the rating agencies are not going to like that too much either. Or we can just borrow in the short term and sell some assets. South Africa still has assets to sell, like an airport or a harbor, the frequencies that the cell phone operators like. We've got some mineral rights that we can sell for longer. So all these things have to be taken into consideration. But taxing more in this environment with the pandemic and load shedding is going to hurt the economy a lot. And even if we make it a temporary tax, we've seen temporary taxes like the electricity tax that then became a carbon tax become permanent in nature.
Do governments have a kind of emergency fund to deal with something like this?
Well, we do have a reserve of about 5 billion. Rand, a contingency reserve that we've got budgeted. But obviously, we're looking at around 20 billion, say 15 to 20 billion. So, you know, that is not enough. And I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think part of that contingency reserve has already been used for bailing out SAA. So government's priorities were to bail out SAA rather than, help with getting a vaccine.
Every time there is a possibility of a tax increase, we hear some talking about a possible tax revolt. Is this more likely to happen under these COVID circumstances if they try and get the money from the vaccine from the pockets of taxpayers?
Well, I think a tax revolt is difficult, but we do know that people are not paying certain things. For example, there's people not paying the toll roads here and around Gauteng, and that means government has to bail out SANRAL or put in more money. So that goes to the tax thing. We know that municipalities aren't receiving, it's far over 100, it's about 150, 160 billion already that is owed to municipalities in water and lights around the country. So it's a payment revolt, not a tax revolt at this moment in time. And then the other problem is that when you have such a big fall in GDP, your tax collection from companies is going to take a while to fix because the companies, first of all, make losses that they can write off in the next 2-3 years. Second of all, companies are in dire straits anyway, so they are not going to, some of them are not going to make profit or and that type of stuff immediately. So company taxes are going to take a while to fix. And that's not a tax revolt. That is an actual economic situation. So, yeah, you could lead to let's call it a payment revolt. But I think the big thing here is that when you lose employment, when you lose companies lose their profits, there are taxes that go down naturally, and that's going to be the problem. If that doesn't recover in the next year or two, we're in even more trouble. So payment revolt, yes. Tax revolt is a bit more difficult.
And in the midst of all of this, the unions are demanding a 10% increase for those in the public sector. Many would argue that this is not affordable, but there's political pressure that the government may cave into.
Yes, I think this time around, though, the chances are very little that they'll get that sort of increase. You know, we've seen in 2010-11, they got very big increases. The government wage bill increased. The government wage bill is now the main item of expenditure. It is far above 50% of government tax revenue. It is really a difficult situation in the sense that if you increase that, you're going to have to raise taxes again, or you're going to have to increase the deficit. And that is, or take money away from school books or medicines or social welfare. It's just very difficult. So I don't see that, and I think that's going to be one of the key things this year. We're going to see a lot more labor action from the government sector in the next 15 months. It's going to be quite tremendous. Obviously, you know, right now it's difficult because the rules are we're in a national state of disaster. You can't go and protest. But I think come April, May, or wherever, you are very likely to find quite a few protest actions. So we've still got to go through that too.
Mike, as always, thank you so much for your time and for the analysis. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
That was economist Mike Schüssler talking to us about the cost of the vaccines to the South African government and where the money is likely to come from.